everybody. Welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Misha coming to you live every single day talking about HR with the folks that are supporting and getting it done out there. Welcome. I am so excited to talk to our guest because pre-show, we just decided that she was going to need to be the best show we've ever had on out of 850 shows. Just to take it up a notch, I thought that would be awesome. She's like, no problem. I will deliver, period. So, Alyssa O'Brien, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Well, thank you so much, Brian, for inviting me. And boy, did you raise that bar really high for me. So I hope I meet everyone's expectations.
You know what? I have absolutely no question that you'll deliver big time. So let's kick it off. Have you introduced yourself first to our billions of listeners? And we'll go from there.
All right, sure. Thank you so much. My name is Alyssa O'Brien, and recently I became Vice President of Membership for the Society for Human Resources, which everyone probably knows, your following probably knows, that it is the largest HR association with over 270,000 members globally, and it's a real great joy to really be at SHRM to serve the members. And I've been a member and a card holding member of SHRM for over 20 years, you know, I have been a senior HR leader in healthcare, in real estate management, and in banking and financial services. I've held top spots as CHRO for a couple of healthcare organizations, and most recently with a real estate management company. So, and primarily, my experience has been in the Boston, Massachusetts area, so if I do have a funny accent, it is my New England accent coming out. So that's really about who I am, and it really is a joy to be with SHRM and to be part of our professional organization and really you know, making a difference for our profession.
Well, and happy to have you in the role, and we're obviously Director HR and everybody on here, and a lot of our listeners are huge fans and members, have been for a long time, so excited to see some, you know, some additions to the team and the energy. So let's get into it. What is currently keeping you up at night about HR?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I think on everyone's mind, and you know, if you read studies, if you read research, if you, you know, even I was just at the strategy conference in San Diego for SHRM, and it really is you know, about globalization and the global fight for talent. And as we see the baby boomers retiring, and that whole intellect and that knowledge is leaving the workforce, and the folks that are coming into the workforce are not really able to really, you know, even, you know, halfway get to the knowledge and the skills that these folks are going to be really exiting from companies. So we really do have a tremendous skill gap. And I think for any organization to drive organizational success, you really have to be that talent manager. And I think that that's one of the critical issues that we are going to be facing as HR professionals now and 5, 10, 15 years from now.
Nice. Alyssa, this is William. And thanks again for being on the show. Tell us, because SHRM Strategy is like one of my favorite conferences in the ecosystem of great conferences. SHRM Strategy is just fantastic. I don't know why it's not more, I utilize. Maybe it's a price point. Maybe it's because people don't think they should go or whatever. I don't know. But it just seems to me like one of the best conferences. Could you do us a favor and just kind of tell us a little bit about that particular conference, and you already kind of elucidated some of the things you learned, but just tell us a little bit about why SHRM Strategy is important.
Sure. Actually, I remember going to the first strategy conference, which was about in 2007. It is a really great conference. We had a great line of speakers, including Peter Sheehan, Lisa Bodell. It was a really great conference. It talked about the talent management and the fight for the top talent, but it also talked about being HR innovators and really looking outside ourselves to innovate, to leverage that human capital and really think of creative solutions for organizations to drive their competitive edge through their talent. So those are a lot of the themes that we did see at Strategy. It really is about leveraging social media and not being afraid of social media. We know that there are a lot of companies that use it and use it really well. Franz Johansson from he was talking about it with regards to LinkedIn and Facebook. Those are real incredible opportunities that we can, as HR professionals, leverage.
Nice. Let me ask you a question. This is going to be kind of a broad question, but how does SHRM grow with a professional throughout their entire career? Because, when you're young in your career, you come out of college, you kind of wander around a little bit, do different things, and then you know how it is. As you start to get good at things, you start to kind of figure out the kind of the ecosystem of HR and recruiting and where you fit as a specialist or a generalist. Like, you've operated at the highest levels in HR, obviously, so where does SHRM play a role? Maybe it's a different role at different stages in one's career.
Right. Well, I'd like to say that one of the major reasons why I joined SHRM 20 years ago was I found myself as being that one HR person office and not really having the network of folks to rely on to answer some of my HR questions. So I really started with SHRM as being that sole practitioner. And as I grew with my my career, there were events, like the strategy conference that really helped me and helped drive my success. The legislative conference, that LEDGE conference, also I feel had a lot of strategies involved in that content of that conference. I think we're really very, very happy to have part of the SHRM family of brands, the human resource planning and people and strategy, HRPS. They are now one of our affiliates. I was a member of HRPS for a number of years, and we really do feel with that new addition to the SHRM family of brands that will help our more senior level HR practitioners be able to pull from a lot of thought leaders, a lot of literature, a lot of our products and services that are geared towards the more senior level of HR practitioners. So I really do think, SHRM does grow with a person and with a HR practitioner, and I've seen it in my own career, and I have experienced it in my own career, and obviously through certification. And we can't really forget about how important it is for HR practitioners to gain their certification, whether it's a PHR, which is more the tactical, transactional stuff, to the senior professional in HR. And with that type of growth, I think SHRM really supports the mission and the professional.
Let me ask about feedback. How do you go about, now that you've been on the job for, you know, more than a week, and you've got 300,000 new friends, how do you go about gathering feedback? Like, what's working? You know, what needs your attention? You know, how do you just kind of get, what's your,
right.
If you can take us into the day in the life, that would be wonderful.
Sure. Well, you know, part of our structure, and it's a very important part of the structure, and something that my division is in charge of, is all the 575 local chapters and 50 state councils that we have in the U.S. And part of that structure is that we have the state councils and the state council directors report and they sit on a regional council board, and those regional councils elect a membership advisory council advisor representative. So those representatives meet with me on a monthly basis and meet with the board of directors in June and in November. And those membership advisory council members, which we call as the MAC, come from the five different regions of the country: the Northeast, the Southeast, the Northwest Central, Pacific West. Those folks represent a geographic location of our members. And they give us valuable input and feedback of what SHRM is doing right and what SHRM needs to work on. And I just met with that membership advisory council on Monday, and we met face-to-face at the strategy conference. So that's one major way that I get feedback from the members. And obviously through member services, member care, we get some feedback. We get feedback from our conferences and seminars through our surveys and evaluations that we get from folks. And of course, we always get unsolicited feedback from our members. So those are a lot of ways that, again, that we stay on the pulse of what the membership needs and what the membership is experiencing and challenges that they're experiencing. So that's how we really, you know, stay relevant to our members, is getting that essential feedback.
Well, and the and I'm a former chapter president, former state council member for a lot of years, so know the structure. And I'm really excited about the MAC group this year, because I'm longtime friends with Rebecca Riley and Donna Rogers, who are on there, and they're both friends of the show, friends with William and Nisha. And so,
do a great job, and really they do a terrific job, and so you know firsthand of what the feedback that they give.
Just a few days ago, actually a few days ago, right before you met with them, saw both Rebecca and Donna, and we chatted a little bit about kind of the new role a little bit, and feedback and how that's going and everything. So yeah, firsthand, like days away. So yeah, kind of got that nice and fresh. So let me do a quick reset. Everybody listening to Drive Through HR, Brian and William on with Alyssa O'Brien from SHRM. So I've got a really, really hard-hitting, important question, and I know you're ready for it. So what's your...
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not saying it could be career limiting, but I'm just saying this is really important. So what is your favorite Italian restaurant in Boston?
You may need to recalibrate that and say my favorite Italian restaurant in Rhode Island, because Rhode Island has the best Italian restaurants.
Okay. What is it?
All right. It is Siena on Federal Hill in Providence.
Yeah. Got it. There you go, folks.
Now, if you ask me what my favorite bakery is in Boston, that would be Mike's Pastry in Boston on Handover Street.
Right across from my favorite. That's just right, literally two blocks down from Giacomo's, my favorite Italian place in Boston. So,
great.
Now you've got me interested in this. Is Mike's is that the cannolis?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yep.
Now I'm hungry. Thanks, Alyssa.
And if you ever want to bribe me, you got to bribe me with the Mike's Pastries cannolis, because I cannot pass those up. Those are great.
Nice.
Well, that's we had to get that in there. I mean, you're from Boston, for goodness sake. You got to ask that question, or we just would be not doing what we do, right?
Absolutely.
So, next question, what are some things that HR professionals should start doing and stop doing today?
Great question. You know, I think what HR professionals need to start to do today is all about talent management and really working with their senior level executives to know what are the business needs of that business now and 5 years from now, and start working on talent management strategies to support the business. What HR needs to start. Oh, go ahead.
No. You're on a roll.
Okay. what HR needs to stop to do, you know, that's a very interesting question. I think I think with big data and analytics, I think we need to stop to be afraid of that and really embrace that. I know so many times that, you know, folks perceive HR folks as just being, you know, people person and not really looking at the analytics side of the HR. And I think that we really need to make sure that we don't deal with anecdotal type of issues and problems, that we really tie it into data and metrics and really make sure that we are making and driving those business cases forward and not be so anecdotal. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. You'll laugh. I posted last week on Fistful of Talent, this is William again, about I want to add STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics to the body of knowledge. So I like the body of knowledge. You know, I love all six chapters equally, like all my kids. But I actually want to add science, technology, engineering, and mathematics to the body of knowledge. So I'm getting a petition signed.
I read your blog about that.
Nice. Well, you know, it'll go nowhere until we have enough people that will care about it. But I think you're spot on. I think the more it's not just embrace it, because embrace it, it seems like we need to own it. You got to start with embracing it and kind of getting, but we need to actually have mastery of data and analytics and standards and metrics and all of that other stuff, in my humble opinion. Listen, I got a question.
Absolutely.
Off the Twitter stream about vendors and membership. What's available? So you have wonderful software vendors that that you know sponsor and exhibit and interact with SHRM and have for years. So I know ADP is just a great example of a vendor that just has embraced SHRM, and they go and they get some of their folks certified and they pay for all of that. So what's available if you're out there running a software company? And you interact with recruiting and HR, how can they best work with membership? Do y'all have any forms of membership that are kind of just for them? Or, you know, what's, or even if you don't now, do you ever think that there would be a place where vendors, the ecosystem that's around, you know, HR, if you will,
right.
Do you have a place for them, you know, either currently
you
or
know,
in the
future? That would definitely be a board of directors decision. Because we're an individual membership organization and the certain criteria of membership falls through our bylaws, there would have to be a bylaw change in order to effectively have that. I know some of our chapters may allow vendor membership because they are separate and a part of SHRM. But from a standpoint of SHRM, that would need to have to be a bylaw change that would be driven by the board of directors.
Nice. What's the most interesting feedback that you've received so far, either through the MAC or through other, you know, I mean, you meet and greet a ton of people. So what's kind of the most interesting kind of feedback from a membership perspective that you've received?
You know, it all depends on who you're speaking with. When I'm speaking to the students, and I had a great opportunity to meet with some of the students at the annual conference, because we put on with annual conference and annual student conference, and seeing our future of our profession and hearing their stories and their feedback about our student conferences and how energized they are, and some of these students actually went through the CASE competition and they won, and how they love the profession and they can't wait to get started, and so it's a great reward to hear students say thank you so much for helping us and mentoring us in our future profession. So I hear from our youngest members to our more senior level folks who have longevity and a lot of things to contribute. That's where, you know, the spirit of volunteerism and folks who are so passionate about our profession are able to give back, to whether they're at a chapter level or a state council director or our wonderful five MAC leaders. They're giving back. They're sacrificing their time and energy to give back to the profession. And, you know, hearing that SHRM has supported people in their careers, that they have helped them get promotions and have that seat at the table because they were able to articulate a business plan for a human capital initiative. Those are great stories. Those are great feedback. Hearing folks at the strategy conference and hearing Libby Sartain, who used to be chief people officer at Southwest and at Yahoo, speak and be so energized and still continues to be a huge advocate for SHRM is just wonderful to see. So in any spectrum of your career, SHRM has a fit.
You know, you're in a newer role. You've owned all things HR. Now you've got to learn kind of a new role in terms of membership, etc. Where do you get either inspiration or your best practices and things like that for running, you know, a large membership organization. Where's for you, where is that inspiration and best practices and camaraderie coming from?
Well, you know, it's so funny. First of all, the team at SHRM, my membership team is outstanding, and I am so, I feel so blessed to be part of the team, because they are truly inspirational and they're wonderful to work with. Not only do I have my own membership team, and I know Laurie McIntosh has been on your drive-through HR before, it's not only those folks who are working as part of my team, but it's also my other colleagues, at SHRM, that really give me great inspiration and great support. When you're a member, you feel the energy from the staff. Well, that energy and that cohesiveness and that spirit of collaboration is very much at SHRM, and it's so energizing. And when I go to, and I had the opportunity to go to our organization, which is ASAE, which is the Association of Executives in Associations, we are a very large player in that space. Again, we are, 270,000 members globally. So by far, we're like the sixth largest association, trade association. So we're a big player. But knowing that the people that are at SHRM are top notch. It's great to be there.
Well, that's that's part of what's always interesting to get the perspective, because I think what SHRM is like, it's the eighth largest or top 10 of associations in the country, from what I understood last year.
Correct.
And it's interesting to get kind of where that takes its place among kind of leadership roles and hopefully innovation roles and, progression and collaboration and all those kind of the buzzwords that are flying around, which are all really important. So that is really good to hear. So we've got about 2 minutes left. Time flies. And so what are some things that are for you that are in store through the rest of the year, especially with the new role? Just share, if you can share a little bit about that, and then we're wrapped up.
Sure. I'm really looking forward to leadership. Leadership conference in November. We bring over 1,000 volunteer leaders to Washington D.C. and it's all representatives from our chapters and state councils. And when we think of the volunteer leader, we're thinking of our most engaged members coming together and talking about SHRM and talking about where HR needs to be and where their volunteer roles fit into the whole SHRM organization. So I'm really looking forward to my first leadership conference as the VP of membership, and that's happening in November. And for 2014, we have some really fun things in store. I don't want to give all that away. I want the element of surprise to happen. So maybe you can invite me back in January or February, and I can tell you a little bit more of my plans. But really, it's really looking forward to November's event and looking forward to a great 2014.
Perfect. Thank you. And definitely get you invited back. So, Alyssa, have a great rest of the day. Safe travels. Folks, we are out of time, and we are out of here.